Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today, with pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a perfect day to be outside, while in Haifa, the skies remain partly cloudy, offering a comfortable atmosphere for evening strolls. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran feels confident in attacking after a month of shaky ceasefire, with the UAE intercepting numerous missiles and drones. A key oil port was also attacked, according to CNN earlier this hour. Also, the Equal Employment Program for People with Disabilities will not be closed, following a publication on Walla. This program supports thousands of Israelis, including victims of the October 7th attacks. Also this hour, Lebanon's president says a security pact must precede a meeting with Netanyahu. Joseph Aoun made the comments as talks hinge on a ceasefire and security deal, reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, additional IDF soldiers have been indicted over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Trump claimed his withdrawal from the nuclear deal prevented Iran from getting a bomb. However, a New York Times investigation reveals it led to an increase in Tehran's uranium stockpile, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, who is an analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran is embarrassed by their blockade and the ability to run ships through it. Al Arabiya English reported that U.S. forces are ready to resume major combat operations against Iran, if ordered, according to General Dan Kane. Amichai Stein, an experienced journalist, noted that all Iranian attacks since the ceasefire remain below the threshold of restarting major combat operations. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the UAE, CNN reports that a coordinated attack targeted a key oil port. This comes amid ongoing tensions following a shaky ceasefire. The UAE's use of Israeli air defenses highlights the region's reliance on Israeli technology. This escalation could impact oil prices and regional stability. Turning to the Equal Employment Program, the announcement on Walla confirms continued support for people with disabilities in Israel. This decision ensures ongoing employment opportunities and community support for vulnerable populations. For many, this program is a lifeline for integration into the workforce. Meanwhile, Lebanon's call for a security pact before meeting with Netanyahu reflects deep-seated mistrust, as reported by JNS. The U.S. is pushing for talks despite ongoing clashes, showing its commitment to easing tensions in the region. The outcome of these talks could reshape future Israeli-Lebanese relations. In other developments, I-24 News highlights the indictment of IDF soldiers involved in smuggling into Gaza. This case underscores ongoing challenges with border security and internal corruption. The implications for military discipline and regional security are significant. Finally, Trump's nuclear deal withdrawal claims, scrutinized by the New York Times, reveal increased uranium stockpiles in Iran. This miscalculation could influence international perceptions of U.S. foreign policy and its impact on nuclear proliferation. On the economic front, first, Tower Semiconductor will compensate employees about 8 million shekels due to an error in payslips. This follows a labor court approval of a settlement in a class action lawsuit, as Walla Business reported earlier. Separately, Autopipe, founded by IDF Unit 8200 veterans, is revolutionizing cloud architecture design with its agentic AI platform. As reported by CTEC, their technology significantly reduces the time architects spend on projects. And finally, GameStop's transformation from a struggling game store to a multi-billion dollar enterprise is credited to cost-cutting, collectibles, and strategic shifts. Ynet Business notes that this comeback is a result of savvy business moves since a Reddit-driven rescue 6 years ago. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.